end of the shiur should be special for Amin Ramat Shiyichu, the Schus Rut Victoria Bas Tehila Ruvidab, Shoshachal Israel, based on Torah that I received from Rabbi Yorgon Yaakov Dobin Hamnik Shlita, in Parshas Baloscha, Yud Beis Yud Gimel, it says, Vyitzak Moshe Hashem Lemor, Kel Na Rufa Na La. Moshe cried out to God, saying, please God, heal her, meaning Miriam. Rashi says, Lemor, Ma Talmud Lomar. What's the word Lemor? Vayitzak Moshe Hashem Lemor. If Moshe called out to Hashem, saying, what's the Lemor? Amar Lo Hashivani Matal Merape Oseim Lav. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Hashem, answer me if you're going to heal her or not. Achei Shivo, until Hashem answered him, Vavia Roki Rak B'Fanel, like the Pasuk there says. So Hashem answered him. Elazar ben Azaria Omer, Barba Makomus Bikesh Moshe Lufnei Kodesh Baruch Hu Lashivo, Emiasa Sheilos Havim Lav. Four places Moshe asked God to answer him, if he's going to answer. He asked Hashem to answer him if he's going to positively respond to his request. Kiyotze bo vaydaber Moshe lifnei Hashem lemor. Matam lo malemor hashivani im goalam ata im lav ache shivu ata tere. So we find a similar case, Shmos 6:12, that Moshe says to Hashem, saying, what's the saying? Answer me if you're going to redeem them or not. And Hashem says, now you're going to see, I'm going to. So why did Rashi use the lashon of the name of Rav Elazar ben Azaria here? Derchal Rashi doesn't bring names of the Balei HaMemras, he brings them Bistama. So why does Rashi mention here that it was Rav Elazar ben Azaria? And the Be'emes, it's hard to understand, what's the inyan of the Chiddush of Rav Elazar ben Azaria? What's Moshe adding when he's saying Lemor and he's demanding an answer? How's this different than other tefillos that we ask, or other requests that we make? Why is this different that Moshe Rabbeinu here should be Tovei Tshuva, that he should demand a response whether God's going to listen to him or not? Also, it's hard to understand, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu reject his tefillah and say, Aloi Mavia Yarok Yarak Bifanea Shibis Yamim, etc.? In other words, Miriam is not going to be healed. Miriam first is going to have her tzaras, and then when it's over, it's over. Like it says there, Ve'avia Yarok Yarak Bifanea, if her father would spit in her face, in other words, he would reprimand her, she would hide, and she wouldn't show her face 7 days. And therefore, she is going to be in quarantine for 7 days, and then she's going to go back to the camp. And that's God's answer, according to Unkelus. So why, Taka, didn't Hashem heal her as per Moshe's request? So we have to be makdim the Gemara in Maseches Bava Kama and Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. There the Gemara says, "Tanya, midin kal v'chomer ketzad." As we learned in a Braisa, how do you know the din of a kal v'chomer? Ketzad nidreshet haTorah. How do you see the Torah darshaning based on a kal v'chomer? So the Gemara says, "Ve'omer Hashem al Moshe ve'avi aroki rak b'fnei alot tekalim shibis yamim." So if Miriam would be reprimanded by her father, she would have to hide her face for 7 days. So kal v'chomer l'shchina. So she was reprimanded by the Shechina. So kal v'chomer that she has to be in quarantine for 14 days. That's the kal v'chomer. 7 days for her father and 14 days for the Shechina. And nevertheless, in the end, Miriam only was in quarantine for 7 days. So it's muchach from this that when a kal v'chomer, we say that we're not machmir. In other words, when you make a kal v'chomer, only as much as the chomer is only going to be as much as the kal. So if her father reprimands her, she gets 7 days. So if God reprimands her, she's also going to get 7 days. The old love woman and din, what comes from a kal v'chomer, lios kenidan, is going to be like the source, like the kal. The chomer is going to be like the kal. Tosis writes, kal v'chomer l'shchin arbasar yom, omer ben otam yishum darbina ba mapeles. Shavim nosin bo kol echad chamisha dvarim, bakarish baruch hu nosin bo asara dvarim. Ve'esh mefarshim denakar arbasa yom keneged shtei hezgeros. Dein hezger pachos mishivis yamim, v'chein muchach v'tosefta de meseches avos. So we see a machlokas here between Rabbeinu Tam and the Yesh Mefarshim, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a specific cheshben how we get to the chiyuv of 7 days, from the chiyuv of 7 days to the chiyuv of 14 days. Since there's 7 days for a father, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has double power in the creation of the Ubar, because the father gives 5 things and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives 10 things. So that's how you get kal v'chomer l'shchina arba'asar yom. That's how the Shechina should have 14 days. That's Das Rabbeinu Tam. Aval Das Yesh Mefarshim is that there's not b'koach ha-kal v'chomer l'aviyosan olidei chiyuv kofol b'diyuk, el sha'idei kal v'chomer lomdim sheshichayiv yoyser mishiva yamim. Kevin Shein Hezger Pachos Mishiva Yamim, that the kal v'chomer can bring us exactly to double. What's the lashon of the Yesh Mefarshim? Can I get shtei hezgeros? Dein hezger pachos mishiva yamim. So God is more. So memela, one hezger is 7 days, one quarantine is 7 days. So 2 quarantines going to be 14 days. Since there's no hezger pachos mishiva yamim, memela we add 7 more days. Latzis yedei ha'osafa shelamadnu b'kal v'chomer. To be yotzei the hosafa that we learn from a kal v'chomer, hezger 7 days. And Shechina is going to be 14 because that's another Hezker. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the specific Cheshbon, God gives double, so Mamela comes out to 14 because 5 the Father gives, 5 things the Father gives the Ubar, and God gives 10, the Gemara says in Nida. So that's how you get to 14. And the other way you get to 14 is, because you have the double Hezker. What is the explanation of their machlokes? That according to the Yesh Mefarshim, the din of Hotzas Miriam min hamachane is mitzad hilchos mitzayra. V'im ken kol talui b'din hezger shel shivat yamim. Since the taking out of Miriam from the camp is mitzad hilchos mitzayra, if so, it's all talui in the din of hezger of 7 days. That's the Yesh Mefarshim. And therefore, Hezger is 7 days, and God's a kal v'chomer, so that's going to be another 7 days. But it all starts with Dinei Metzora. Metzora is 7 days, so Memela another 7. But Ladas Rabbeinu Tam, there's no parish of Metzora here, Me'ikar Hadin. Rather, the Geder of Nezifa is Machmas Kvodo Shel Moshe U'Kvodo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is for the honor of Moshe and the honor of Hashem. So the Ikar reprimanding is for 7 days. And if you're going to add on, you have to do it based on a specific cheshbon. So just because you have 7 to start with doesn't mean that you're going to have another 7. So it's not Medina and Metzora. And therefore, you have to count the cheshbon. How are you going to get to 14? If it's Medina and Metzora, you get to 14. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, not a parasha of Mitzora here, it's Miriam's being reprimanded because she insulted Hashem, she insulted Moshe when she spoke against Moshe. So therefore he has a specific cheshbon in how you get to 14, because for a father it's 7, and then for since God gives double to the Ubar, God gives 10 things, and a father gives 5, the father 7, then Hashem is 14, is double. So it's clear that mitzad echad, there are lashonos of tzaras in the parish of Miriam, and in Chazal. In the Darim we learn mitzara chashiv kemes, it says by Miriam nati kemes. Mitzad sheni, there's a lashon of nezifa and richuk. because HaKadosh Baruch Hu compares the matzav of Miriam to someone whose father spit in her face. You see both. You see the mahalach of the Yesh Mefarshim, that it's Medina Mitzayra, and you see the mahalach of Rabbeinu Tam, that it's Medina Nazifa, because she was spoke disparagingly of Moshe Rabbeinu, was insulting thereby to Hashem and to Moshe. So you have this lashon of Nezifa and Richuk, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu compares this to someone whose father spit in her face. And on the other hand, you see in Chazal that it's Midinei Mitzara. We learn from here Mitzara Chashiv Kemeis, because it says Al Na Tehi Kemeis. So you see here a Mitzara aspect, and you see a Nezifa aspect, that she's being reprimanded because she insulted Hashem. So Yesh Ladun Mitzad HaLacha, if we have here Hilchas Tziras with an Agadita of Nezifa, or we have Hilchas Nezifa with Agadita of Tziras, so you really have both. But what's the realm of Halacha here, and what's the realm of Agada here? We have a Sugya in Maseches Zvachim 101b, 102a, Abraisa Miriam Mihizgira. Who put Miriam in Seger, in quarantine, sent her out of the camp? Im Tomar Moshe can't do it because he's a czar. Ains, he's not a kohen. Ains, Zara is not a goyim. And if Aaron did it, Aaron's a relative, and a relative can't see a goyim. Rather, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave her great kavod, and he said, I'm a kohen, I'll put her in quarantine. Rashi explains, Ains, Zara is not a goyim. It says brought to Aaron the coin. Vein karvro sanagoyim kedesanya b'sanhedrin kol rivu chol nega. Ma rivim shelo b'krovim afnegoyim shelo b'krovim. So it's mavur lahedia that the Brice is learning that we're talking here about maris sanagoyim alide coin. Coin can't see a karov can't see negoyim. A zar can't see negoyim because a karov can't see negoyim because. Just like Rivim, just like quarrels are not Bekrovim, a judge can't judge his relatives, so to Negoim aren't Bekrovim. So you see here that HaKol Holech Kan Lefi Hochas Maris Negoim, that a Kohen has to do with a non-relative Kohen. So we're in the Halachas of Maris Negoim. We're in the Sig of Moed Kadin, it says, Ein Nidu Pachas Mishloshim Yom, Vein Nezifa Pachas Mishiva Yamim. Nidui is minimally 30 days, and Nezifa, reprimanding, is minimally 7 days. There's no raya, there's a zecher, there's a sort of a mention of it. Shenamar via roki rak b'fanah lo tikolim shivas yamim. B'kan mash, m'shen kan hilchas tziras. So in this Gemara, so in the Gemara in Zvochim, it's mashma, it's medinei tziras. And the Gemara in Moed Katan, it's mashma, it's medin richuk. It's medin Nezifa. Because we bring the pasuk of Avia Yorak Yorak B'fnei Alot Tikolim Shivas Yamim to prove that Nezifa is 7 days. So Enkan Hilchas Saras Mamish, it's just Gedur Nezifa. So we can say that Das Rabbeinu Tam is that the Sugya in Moed Katan is Lahalacha, and the Sugya in Zvachim is Agarita. The Sugya in Moed Katan that talks about, that makes it, that says it's Nezifa, that's the Halacha. And the sugya in Zvachim, which says that it's that it's b'toyras negayim dinei koyin, that's the agadita. And the achra is that even though there's a lashon tziras in the pasuk, and Miriam had to go outside the camp 7 days, it's not a nega gamor in a parasha shel tumas mitzara, and therefore we don't find by Miriam the parasha of taras mitzara. We don't see her being purified, and the ikar din of shivas yamim is a geder of Nezifa. But the Das HaYesh Mefarshim is that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions the union of Nezifa, that's what's roy for Miriam to be outside the camp, that she's being reprimanded, nevertheless the Iker Din Shiloch Menamachman is because the parish of Mitzayra. And therefore, you have all the dinei mitzvah, and if you're adding 7 days, it must be mitzvah hezger sheni. And there's no hezger less than 7 days, there's no quarantine less than 7 days. So doik v'timtza, very interesting, the lashonis of Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Gershom, that they're also having a machlokas like this. Rabbeinu Chananel and Meseches Bava Kama says v'la amrinan la'olam isle Rabbi Tarfon nami diyoi hecha delo mafrich kal v'chomer kegoin nizifa shiva she'ein kasuv afilu shiva bo kal v'chomer me'avir she'ish lo shiva v'u kal dini liyos shlishchina shichamura mimenu arba asar. So Rabbeinu Chananel learns that we're talking about dinei nezifa here. It's not mitzvah hilchos hezger shel tzaras. There's a cheshbon mitzad the chumra of the shechina to come to our basar yemei nezifa, because he holds that it's midin nezifa, and that's what the Gemara is telling us, that that's how you get to 14 of the shechina. He holds it's Medina in Azifa. But Rabbeinu Gershom in Bava Basra says, Kofir Aleph Amid Aleph, Vahad Yod Araisi, Tanya Medin Kalvachomer Ketzad, Alot Ekom Shivasyam, Kidin Mitzayra, Shemitzayra Mitzdeh Mishim Shemotzi Shemra, Vzudir Baklapa Yashchina, Kalvachomer Shitun Arbasi Yame Hezger, Chom Mitzayra Shivasyam, Hayamein Hezger. So we see that Rabbeinu Gershom is like the Yesh Mefarshim Mitosis. That the Yisora Din is Machmas Hezger Shel Mitzora. And if you're Moisif Mitzad HaShchinas, you're Moisif another 7 days Midin Hezger. And that's the Moitzi Shemra. You get Saras because of Moitzi Shemra. She was Moitzi Shemra Klapi the Shechina. That's why she got Saras. So that is the stage one of our journey. And Amir Tashem, in the next shir, Bli Neder, we will move on to stage two, and we will see Niflos, as we've already seen, we will see more Niflos Mitaras Hashem, and please stay tuned. It's going to be fantastic, Bli Neder, Be'ezer Hashem. Thank you so much for listening.